Talk Talk English, Stage 7, Textbook CD. Section 1. Sorry. Wait. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Sarah. Sorry I'm late. How long have you been waiting?
Hi, Tony. That's okay. I've only been waiting for 5 minutes.
So, how long have you been living in this city, Sarah?
I've been living here for about 10 years. How long have you been living here?
I've been living here since 2006. I lived in Chicago before that.
Listen to the dialogue.
What do you do?
I'm a journalist. I work for the Daily Post newspaper.
How long have you been working there?
I've been working there for about 3 years. What do you do, Sarah?
I'm a chemistry teacher.
How long have you been teaching chemistry?
I've been teaching chemistry since I graduated from university in 2004.
Answer these questions with your own information. How long have you been studying English? How long have you been living in your apartment? Have you been working at your job for a long time? Keep. Carry on. Plan. Hope. Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Tony. How's work?
It's fine.
How long are you going to keep working at the Daily Post, Tony?
I think I'll carry on working there for another year or two. How about you?
I think I'll stop teaching next year because I plan to have children.
Really? I hope to have children soon, too.
Awful. Terrible. Few. Cramp. Vomit. Pregnant. Stomach bug. Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, Sarah, what's wrong? You look awful.
I know. I've been feeling terrible for the last few days.
So, what do you think is wrong?
I don't know. I've been having stomach cramps and I've been vomiting a lot lately.
Maybe you're pregnant.
I don't think so. It's probably just a stomach bug. I should be okay in a couple of days.
I hope so.
Listen to Ken.
I've been working really hard lately. I've been trying to start a new business for the last 6 months. I plan to open a small restaurant in my city. I've been looking for a good location for the last 2 weeks. I hope to find somewhere good soon. My wife has been helping me to write a business plan to present to the bank. We've both been talking to other business people to get advice. We've started writing a menu, and we've been searching for a good chef.
Review. Answer the questions. How long have you been studying English? How long have you been living in this city? How long have you been working at your job? What have you been doing lately? Dictation 1. Tony is a journalist. He has been working at the Daily Post for about 3 years. I've been living in my current apartment for 6 months. How have you been feeling lately? I've been feeling terrible. I've been vomiting a lot and I've been having stomach cramps. He has been working a lot lately. He has been searching for a good location for a new restaurant. Section 2. Dodgy. However. Pass. Refer. Couple. Serious. Sarah has been feeling sick. She has gone to see her doctor. Listen to the dialogue.
Hello, Dr. Raymond.
Hello, Sarah. What can I do for you today?
Well, I've been feeling sick lately.
What's the problem?
I've been having terrible stomach cramps and I've been vomiting a lot.
That doesn't sound good.
Maybe I ate something dodgy.
Yes, it's possible that it's just a stomach bug and it will pass in a couple of days.
That's what I thought.
However, I'm going to refer you to the hospital because it could be something more serious.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Raymond.
Shave. Burn. Iron. Fall over. Clumsy. Careful. Listen to the dialogue.
What happened to you, Andy?
I had a bad day yesterday.
What happened?
Well, first, I cut myself while I was shaving. Then I burned my finger while I was ironing clothes. After that, I fell over while I was walking to work.
Oh, Andy, you're so clumsy. You really should be more careful.
I know. I always hurt myself because I'm so clumsy.
Seam. Pressure. Swollen. Nasty. Bruise. Specialist. Just in case. Appointment. X-ray. Pain. Painful. Painkiller. I'm afraid so. Meantime. Danny is talking to his doctor, Dr. Raymond. Listen to the dialogue.
So, Danny, what seems to be the problem?
I was walking home from the gym last night when I slipped on some ice and twisted my ankle.
I see. Can you walk on that leg now?
Not really. I can't put pressure on it. It hurts too much.
Yes, it's very swollen, and you've got a nasty bruise.
Is it serious, Doctor?
It's probably not serious, but I think I'll refer you to an ankle specialist, just in case.
So, do I have to go to the hospital?
I'm afraid so. I'll make an appointment for you to have an X-ray.
Thanks, Doctor.
In the meantime, you should take some of these painkillers. It must be very painful.
Yes. It is.
Just. Appendicitis. Operation. Lucky. Surgery. A few days later, Danny and Sarah are in hospital.
So, why are you in hospital?
I was having stomach pains, so I went to see my doctor. I thought it was just a stomach bug. But I had appendicitis, so I had an operation yesterday.
Wow. It's lucky you went to see your doctor.
I know. How about you?
I was walking home when I fell and hurt my ankle. I had an X-ray yesterday, and I've broken my ankle.
Did you have surgery?
No, I didn't. The doctor said it should be okay in a few weeks.
Listen to Anna.
I've been feeling sick lately. I had a terrible headache 2 days ago. Now, I have a sore throat and a cough. I had the flu this time last year, but I haven't been sick since then. I hope I'll feel better soon.
Syllable stress. Words have stress on different syllables. Listen and repeat. Two-syllable words. Market. Police. Foreign. Afraid. After. Before. Kitchen. Believe. Three-syllable words. Another. Beautiful. Pollution. Photograph. Amazing. Internet. Four-syllable words. Incredible. Photographer. operation, emergency. Five-syllable words. Appendicitis. Possibility. University. Review. Answer the questions. Have you ever twisted your ankle? Have you ever had surgery? What were you doing when you met your best friend? Have you ever burned yourself? What were you doing? Dictation 2. Danny was walking home from the gym when he slipped on some ice and twisted his ankle. He thought it was just a sprain, but it was broken. It was swollen and he had a nasty bruise. He couldn't put pressure on it. Sarah was having stomach pains, so she went to see her doctor. She thought it was just a stomach bug, but it was appendicitis. She had an operation. Realize. Set. Alarm. Run out of. Fill. Gas tank. As soon as. Meeting. Gas. Petrol. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Oh, Sarah, I had a terrible day yesterday.
Really? What happened?
Well, it started as soon as I woke up. I realised that I hadn't set my alarm the night before, so I woke up an hour late.
Oh, no. Then what happened?
Then I ran out of petrol on the way to work because I hadn't filled the gas tank the day before.
So, were you late for work?
Yes. I had an important meeting at work yesterday morning at 9 o'clock. When I got there, the meeting had already started.
Oh, dear. Did anything else go wrong?
Yes. In the evening, I went to the cinema with my friend Marie.
Were you late?
Yes. By the time I got there, the movie had already started.
Wow, that was a bad day.
Ken and Tim are talking. Listen to the dialogue.
Have you ever been to Africa, Tim?
No, I've never been to Africa. Have you, Ken?
Yes, I have.
When did you go to Africa?
I went there 2 years ago.
Why did you go to Africa?
I went there on holiday with my wife.
Had you ever been to Africa before that?
Yes, I'd been to Africa before that.
How many times had you been to Africa before that?
I'd been to Africa twice before that.
Wow, you've travelled a lot, Ken.
I know, I'm a lucky man.
Miserable. Drop. The moment. As. Go back. By the time. Unlucky. Listen to the dialogue.
Why do you look so miserable, Andy?
I lost my wallet yesterday.
Oh no, what happened?
I think I dropped it on the street as I was going to work. I realized I had lost it the moment I got to work.
Then what did you do?
I went back to look for it, but by the time I got there, it was too late.
Oh, Andy, you are so unlucky.
Listen to the reading about Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson was one of the most successful singers of the 20th century. He had sold 300 million albums before he died in 2009. Michael was a child star in the 1970s. He used to sing with his brothers in the Jackson 5 before he became a huge solo star during the 80s. He was planning to perform in London when he died.
Review. Answer the questions. Have you ever been to China? When did you go there? How did you go there? Why did you go there? Who did you go there with? Had you ever been to China before that? How many times had you been to China before that? Dictation 3. When Danny woke up, he realized that he hadn't set his alarm. When he arrived at the cinema, the movie had already started. I went to China last year. I had been there once before. I rode a camel 2 years ago. I had never ridden a camel before that. When I got to work, the meeting had already started. I lost my keys in a taxi yesterday. By the time I realized I had lost them, it was too late. Section 4. Privacy. Independent. Adult. Uncomfortable. Choice. Pete is talking to his mum about going to university. Listen to the dialogue.
Are you sure you want to live in a dorm? You won't have much privacy.
That's okay, Mom. I want to live in a dorm because I want to be independent and free to do what I want. I'm an adult now.
I know that, but sharing a room is uncomfortable.
I think you're wrong. Sharing a room will be fun because I can meet new people and make friends more easily.
Okay, son, it's your choice. I hope you have a great time at university.
Listen to the reading. Pete is moving into his dorm today. He has mixed feelings. On one hand, he's excited about meeting his roommates. On the other hand, he's nervous about sharing a room with other people. He hopes that they will all get along well. Starving. Kind. One of Pete's new roommates has arrived. Listen to the dialogue.
Hi, I'm Brian. Who are you?
Hello, I'm Pete.
Great to meet you. So, which bed is yours?
The one by the window is mine. Is that okay?
Sure, no problem with me. So, do you want to have lunch? I'm starving.
I'd like to, but I don't have any money at the moment.
That's okay. I'll buy you some lunch.
That's very kind of you. Thanks.
Hey, we're roommates now. What's mine is yours.
Actually, fair. As simple as that. Rude. When Pete and Brian get back to their room, another person, Keith, has arrived. Listen to the dialogue.
Hey, I'm Pete. What's your name?
I'm Keith. I'm taking the bed by the window.
Actually, that bed is mine.
I don't care. You weren't here when I arrived, so the bed is mine now.
That's not fair. I was here first. That bed is mine.
Listen, this bed is mine. One of the other beds is yours. It's as simple as that.
You don't need to be rude. I don't care which bed is mine.
Good. You need to learn who the boss is.
Review. Answer the questions. What did you study at university? Did you live in a dorm? What is one advantage of living in a dorm? What is one disadvantage of living in a dorm? What is your best friend like? Dictation 4. Pete is majoring in computer science. He lives in a dorm with two roommates. Brian is friendly and generous. Keith is aggressive and rude. I don't like impolite people. My brother is very hard-working and funny. My sister is very shy, but she's also very honest. Outgoing people like making friends. Shy people are not usually talkative. Where did you go to university? What did you major in? What were your roommates like? Section 5. A few. Cool. Jerk. Spend. Broke. School supplies. Sharp. Pete is calling his mum. Listen to the dialogue.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Pete. How's university?
Everything is fine.
How are your classes?
All of my classes are interesting.
What are your professors like?
Most of my professors are good, but a few of them are really boring.
Have you been making a lot of new friends?
Yes, I've been meeting a lot of new people. Most of them are really cool.
Are you getting along with your roommates?
Well, one of my roommates is friendly and easygoing. We're getting along well.
What about the other one?
The other one is a jerk.
So, what else has been going on?
Well, Mom, I have one problem.
What is it?
I have spent all of my money. I'm broke.
What? What did you spend your money on?
I spent all of my money on textbooks and school supplies.
Textbooks and school supplies? Don't lie to me, Pete.
Okay. I spent some of my money on new clothes. I wanted to look sharp at my new university.
Listen to the dialogue.
How much of your money do you spend on transportation, Jane?
I walk everywhere, so I spend only a little of my money on transport. How about you, Danny?
I work far from my apartment, so I spend a lot of money on taxis and buses.
How much do you spend on accommodation?
I spend about half of my money on my apartment.
Wow, you spend a lot of money on transport and accommodation. I spend most of my money on food and entertainment.
You're lucky.
Review. Answer the questions. How many of your friends can speak English? How much of the pollution in this city comes from cars and buses? How much of your money do you spend on clothes? How much of your money do you spend on accommodation? Dictation 5. Most of Pete's classes are interesting. A few of his professors are boring. None of his classes are easy. One of his roommates is nice. One of his roommates is a jerk. Pete spent most of his money on books and school supplies. He also spent some of his money on clothes because he wanted to look sharp at his new school. He spends a lot of his money on utilities. Electricity, the internet, and accommodation are all expensive. He spends half of his money on entertainment and food. Section 6. Plenty. Pete's mum and dad are talking. Listen to the dialogue.
I talked to Pete today.
Really? How's he doing?
He said that he liked most of his classes.
Great.
And he said that he had made lots of friends.
Good for him.
But he also said that he had one problem.
What's the problem?
He said that he was broke.
He's broke? We gave him plenty of money. He's probably spending all of it on girls.
Part-time job. Waiter. Tutor. Internship. Intern. Grow. Pete is talking to his mum. Listen to the dialogue.
So, what are you going to do this summer, Pete?
I'm not sure. I'll probably get a part-time job.
Good idea. You can work as a waiter or a tutor.
Or I may get an internship.
Maybe you can intern at your Uncle Ken's company. There are a lot of computer programmers there.
Great idea. His company is growing fast, so they must need interns.
Now, listen to the last dialogue in reported speech. Amy asked Pete what he was going to do in the summer. Pete said that he wasn't sure and that he would probably get a part-time job. Pete's mum said that he could work as a waiter or a tutor. Pete said that he might get an internship. Amy said that Pete could intern at his Uncle Ken's company. She said that there were a lot of computer programmers there. Pete said that that was a great idea. He said that his uncle's company was growing fast, so they had to need interns. Hire. Bright. Motivated. Skill. Paid. Apply. CV. Resume. Human Resources. Department. Listen to Pete talking to his Uncle Ken.
So, Pete, do you like your university?
Yes, I do. I want to do an internship this summer. Do you need any interns at your company?
Yes, we usually hire a few interns every summer.
What kind of people do you usually hire?
We look for bright, motivated students. We also need people with computer programming skills.
Are your interns paid?
Yes, all of our interns are paid.
Sounds great. How can I apply?
Send me your CV, and I'll give it to the Human Resources Department.
Great. Thanks, Uncle Ken.
Now, listen to the last dialogue in reported speech. Listen for the different ways that statements, yes-no questions, WH questions, and orders are reported. Ken asked Pete if he liked his university. Pete said that he did, and said that he wanted to do an internship in the summer. Then he asked Ken if he needed any interns at his company. Ken said that they usually hired a few interns every summer. Pete asked Ken what kind of people he usually hired. Ken said that he looked for bright, motivated students, and that they needed people with computer programming skills. Pete asked if all of the interns were paid. Ken said that they were. Pete said that it sounded great and asked how he could apply. Ken told Pete to send him his CV and that he would give it to the Human Resources Department. Pete thanked his uncle. Review. Report what I say or ask. I like listening to rock music. I have never been to China. I am going to the cinema tonight. Do you live near here? Where do you live? Dictation 6. Pete said that he liked most of his classes. He said that most of his professors were nice, but he said that he had one problem. Pete wants to do an internship this summer. Pete's mom said that he could intern at his uncle's company. Pete asked his uncle if his company needed interns. Pete asked his uncle how he could apply. Pete's uncle told him to send him his CV. Pete's dad thought that Pete had spent all of his money on partying.